You're listening to SBS News.
Heartbreaking is how the chairman of the United States Federal Reserve has described the impact of COVID-19 on the US economy. The comments come as the International Labour Organization raises concerns about the impact of the virus on an estimated 1.6 billion workers in the world's informal economy, those who are self-employed or on short-term contracts, mainly in areas such as food services, manufacturing, and retail. The organisation says they're in immediate danger of losing their jobs, with workers in North and South America the worst affected, followed by informal workers in Europe and in other parts of the world. US Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has urged Congress to aid workers and businesses until the economy can start to recover, without fretting over the likely cost.
All of us are affected, but the burdens are falling most heavily on those least able to carry them. It is worth remembering that the measures we are taking to contain the virus represent an investment in our individual and collective health. As a society, we should do everything we can to provide relief to those who are suffering for the public good. While many standard economic statistics have yet to catch up with the reality we're experiencing, it's clear that the effects of the economy are severe.
Other parts of the world have also been affected. The global drop in oil prices poses a threat for Africa's largest economy and biggest crude producer, Nigeria. The International Monetary Fund's executive board approved a $5.2 billion bailout package to Nigeria to address the effects of the pandemic. The economic uncertainty comes as US health officials say a study into the antiviral drug Remdesivir demonstrates positive results for coronavirus patients. The study involved more than 1,000 people in hospital and a placebo trial. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Dr. Anthony Fauci says the drug stops an enzyme caused by COVID-19. Dr. Fauci says the findings show a drug can block coronavirus.
The data shows that remdesivir has a clear-cut, significant positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery. This is really quite important for a number of reasons, and I'll give you the data. It's highly significant.
The United Kingdom now has Europe's second highest official coronavirus death toll, including fatalities at nursing homes. Public Health England says more than 26,000 people have died, a higher number than France and Spain. Deputy Chief Officer Jonathan Van Tam is warning about a resurgence of COVID-19 and is urging caution about easing any coronavirus measures.
This is with us for quite some time, potentially for as long as until we get a vaccine. So from that perspective, we have to be really careful and really sure-footed. And I'm just not going to suggest for a moment that any of this should be rushed.
Meanwhile, in France, the number of people who have died from the coronavirus infection has risen by 427 to just over 24,000, with a rate of increase slightly speeding up again after slowing on the previous day. In Italy, restaurants are making preparations for social distancing measures for diners for when they can finally reopen on June the 1st. Italy's Special Commissioner for the Coronavirus Pandemic, Domenico Arcuri, says the country was now prepared for a second wave of infections, even higher than the first, if its gradual reopening leads to a surge in new cases.
The regions have twice as many ventilators than those they currently need, have twice as many beds in intensive care, and six times as many beds in sub-intensive care compared to the beginning of the pandemic. We have ventilators in stock that we are waiting to distribute if the virus comes back. We are equipped to withstand even higher peaks than those in the first phase.
And in Russia, wild animals have begun repopulating parks in Moscow as people observe lockdown measures and stay at home. The silence and emptiness of the parks has attracted birds that were rarely seen in the city before, such as hawks, thrushes and robins. There have been at least 99,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Russia, with 972 deaths. And you can keep up to date with the latest on coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.